This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Oh, man, it's great. It's great. We're so close to Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I can feel it in my bones, Chris. Get your questions in right now. Tomorrow, all 3 hours, it's your questions. Get them in now. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Speaking of emails, got a couple more emails with good tidbits of information. I love your tidbits. That's a great word, Chris. I think we're going to feature that word more on the show, tidbits. What, Chris? Whatever. Most exalted Kawana Grande. I don't know what that means, but it sounds important. Anyway, please allow me to correct a misinterpretation that many Americans... You know what, Chris? I just had a thought. From now on, when I'm reading something and I mess up a word, and that happens sometimes because my mouth doesn't move as fast as my brain does. It's a long story. I'm just going to blame it on the person who sent the email. Instead of taking the blame, I'll blame them. Then I always look perfect. Of course, boy, this guy doesn't know how to type. Remember something, kids. Always blame others for your mistakes, all right? Now, all right. Please allow me to correct a misperception that many Americans seem to have concerning how farmers sell their products. Whether it's beef, pork, corn, wheat, etc., the price is determined by the day's market. Farmers do not total up their expenses and add a 10% profit and sell a bushel of wheat for that price. If you were to dig an ounce of gold out of the ground, it would be worth $900 or $1,100, depending on the market, not your expenses. The same holds true for farm products. Farmers have been able to survive not because of market price increases, but because of tremendous advances in efficiency and production. I hope this brings some clarity to the misperception that farmers decide what a pound of hamburger costs. Thank you. And one, that's wonderful information. Two, I chose to read this not just to provide you with great information, but to piggyback off this just really quickly. We are a very fat country. We are. And there are so many harmful preservatives and things that go into our food. In Europe, you'll see it's very, very different. I'm not one of these people, oh, Europe's much, much more advanced. But they don't have a ton of crap in their food like we have in our food. And you can blame the government, not the farmer here, because of what he just said. The farmers, because of all this, because the government's involvement in all this stuff and all these idiotic price controls they've done throughout the years, the farmers have had to up their production. You have to produce more. You have to produce more faster. You have to do these things. And so you have to start adding GMOs and all these things to the food. Again, this is not farmer fault. This is government fault. When you do that, when you tell them they're not in control of everything and then you put all these idiotic price controls and stuff like that on them, you force people to do things that make the chickens these days look like a T-Rex. Right? You know that's not healthy. That's not what they're supposed to be doing. All right, another good bit of information here. Jesse, we recently got our diocese. Chris, that is how you say that, right? Oh, no, what am I asking you for? It is diocese. Michael, it's diocese, right? All right. I'm not Catholic, okay? We recently got our diocese here in Covington to part ways with Scholastic Book Fairs. Scholastic is a children's book publisher, and it came to our attention that they publish transgender and other sexually explicit books for kids down to kindergarten. We did our, the Catholic Church nationwide still does them. Please help get the word out that I am betting many Catholics and Christians don't realize what they sell. If the Catholic Church stopped working with Scholastic, it would go bankrupt or change its ways. Listen, thank you, says his name is Sean. Churches, synagogues, dioceses. Is that it? What, Chris? Is that how you say it? I meant all of them. What's the plural of it? What am I asking you for? You don't even believe in the New Testament. Anyway, whoever, if you worship God, that's great information. Look into this person's information. If you find Scholastic Books is providing information to kindergartners about changing their gender, it's time to part ways. It is time to be more purposeful with how you spend and I spend my money. We must be better about this. It is time to attack. Now, speaking of more purposeful with where you spend your money, headline from today in New York Post, CNBC cancels Shepard Smith's show after 2 years. The anchor is going to leave the network. This comes on the heels of Jake Tapper at CNN. They had moved him to primetime. Boop, just got kicked off of primetime. Don Lemon's being demoted. People are being fired. Why? What's happening? There are two different things happening out there. One of these is the Trump effect. I've talked about this before, but Donald Trump is absurdly interesting. Absurdly interesting. Donald Trump, in a weird way, Donald Trump kept the media industry afloat for 4 years. You think he went after them, and he did, but he kept them afloat because what's my job every single night to sit here? Now, yes, we're trying to save the country. You obviously are well aware of how much I believe in that and fighting communism and laughing and fart sounds and all these other things. But what's really my job? My job is to be interesting. I have to provide you with something that's interesting. If I'm boring, I have to get guests on that are interesting, or let's cross our fingers, some phone calls that are interesting. I have to be interesting because you, the listener, man, you have options. You have so many options today. Endless podcasts, endless radio channels of music and talk shows and on-demand stuff. And you just have so many options. Why? Why do you listen to me over anything else? I have to give you that reason. It's not your job to listen. It's my job to give you that reason. I have to be interesting. I am obligated to be interesting. Well, let's go to TV and radio. For 4 years, boring people, boring networks were interesting because Trump was interesting. I will tell you, this doesn't just apply to the left. This applies to many on the right. Boring people all of a sudden turned into just Donald Trump flag wavers every single day. Every show was Trump, 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 Trump. Why? Because they were boring and they knew they were boring. And Donald Trump is so interesting that he brings eyeballs. He brings ears. The problem with that is when Trump is gone, what's left? I told people during the Trump era, I used to try to give people advice in my industry. I would tell you, man, I know you love Trump. I love Trump too. If you can't do a show and be interesting without Donald Trump, you're in very, very deep trouble. Do a show. Do a week of shows without mentioning his name. If you can't, you're in very deep trouble. And so many can't. And not only that, they didn't improve. They didn't get better. Look, this is why I don't have many guests on the shows or take many phone calls. It gives me complete control of the show. If this show bombs and sucks, If I go down in flames, the show is growing rapidly, by the way. But if I go down in flames, ain't nobody to blame but me. I can't, I don't have to rely on a guest being interesting. Let's go to Congressman Jerkwater. Let's hope he has something to say. I don't have to rely on it. It's all me. TV and radio got fat and lazy during Trump because Trump brought eyes and ears. These networks like CNBC and CNN, and so many of these networks, they relied on Trump sucks, Trump's a Nazi, Trump's the end of the world. And you had all these commies sitting at home. What's the latest thing the Antichrist did? And they're watching. The problem for them is Trump goes away. Now, that's the Trump effect. The other part of it is this. This industry is just like whatever industry you're in. It relies on the economy. When people, remember, any show you listen to for free is supported by advertisers. Advertisers pay to be on the show. Yes, we are, by the grace of God, thank you, Lord, we're at a level where we get to pick our advertisers. We routinely reject our advertisers. We reject advertisers. I only take the ones I want, ones that are anti-communists. But the advertisers, they need to sell products too. And in a recession, people buy fewer products. Well, when you're already boring and your ratings are going down, and all of a sudden a recession hits, you're in very deep trouble because all of a sudden advertisers are canceling ad buys. Remember, advertisers right now for TV and radio, they're already booking ad buys for 2023. They book these things ahead of time, trying to get everything locked up. This show, that show, everything. And by the way, our 2023 is fantastic. I mean, our people are just friggin' wonderful. But anyway, they're already booking that. If they're staring at a recession in a down market, they don't book it. And there, that's how media works. So if you're curious why this guy gets fired or that guy gets fired, it's actually not because he's too far to the left or he's too far to the right. You got fired because you were boring and people moved on. Don't be boring. There's your lesson. Now, that actually brings me to Chalk. Do you know how Chalk found the show? Have I ever told you this story? The anti-communists at Chalk? Chalk was advertising on one of the social media platforms. And because Chalk was so loudly against all this insane COVID lockdowns and mask insanity, and they were loud about it. And I told you these guys are anti-communists. They were so loud about it that the social media platform called Chalk and said, save your advertising money. You're fired. And they ran Chalk off the advertising platform. Well, the boys at Chalk, Seton and the boys at Chalk, they called Premier and said, can we advertise with Jesse Kelly? And I got to know these guys, and I'm telling you, they're our people. They are our people. And they're single-handedly raising testosterone levels across the country. A male vitality stack, natural herbal supplements, 20% increase in your T levels in 90 days. Do you have any idea how much better you would feel with that kind of increase? Ladies, a female vitality stack? 35% off right now, the subscription. You can cancel at any time, all right? So I'm not trying to lock you into something. Believe me, you'll want to subscribe. 35% off. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Gets you 35% off anything on the site, by the way. Chalk.com, promo Jesse. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, and I couldn't imagine you ever would miss even 30 seconds of this kind of brilliance. But if you do, there's a podcast. Just go download the podcast. iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. Don't forget the most important thing if you're on iTunes. Subscribe and leave a 5-star rating in a review talking about how handsome I am. I seriously think there's like more than 2,000 of those now at this point in time. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my entire life. iTunes, 5-star rating, review discussing my majorly symmetrical face. I did love this little back and forth. Joe Biden versus Joe Biden last night.
The overwhelming majority of Americans believe our democracy is at risk, that our democracy is under threat. They too see that democracy is on the ballot this year.
5 minutes later.
Must remember that democracy is a covenant. We need to start looking out for each other again, seeing ourselves as we the people, not as entrenched enemies. This is a choice we can make.
Democracy is on the ballot. If you vote for Republicans, it's the end of democracy. Hey, don't look at us like enemies. This guy, you gotta love the guy who blamed the unvaccinated for COVID. Not only that, tried to have all of us fired if we didn't take something, getting up there and talking, stop seeing each other as enemies. Hey, Jesse, you're going to cause a winter of death. You're the reason for the pandemic. You should be fired for not taking the vaccine. Hey, don't see me as an enemy. Up yours. Pennsylvania Supreme Court rules state cannot accept undated, incorrectly dated mail-in ballots. I'm not going to go into all the details of this, mainly because I don't understand them, but I did talk to a super smart lawyer lady, Harmeet Dhillon. She does great work on our behalf. She's the reason we got this ruling. You should know that's good news. Does it solve all the problems in Pennsylvania? No, of course not. But it is a good thing. It is a good thing. We're better off today than we were in 2020, okay? Take heart in that. We are better off today. Have we done enough? Of course not. That's ridiculous. No. But we are better off today than we were then. All right? All right. Let's get to some emails. I'm way behind. Man, I feel bad. I must have been bad all week. I have so many emails here. Jesse, I loved your take on elections. Elections should not be easy. It's a privilege we shouldn't take lightly. We need to work hard to get our vote in. I've always held that position. No one who is not a citizen has a right to choose the leaders of my country. My question is, why have no Republicans ever expressed this? Are they afraid they will be too controversial? Yes. Why do you think I call them the low-T GOP? And let me explain something. I talk to these people a lot more now, a lot more than I'd like to. They text me all the time. They email me, Jesse this, Jesse, they call me, Jesse, what do you think about this? And I'll end up at events with these people. And when I come on here and I rant and rave and you and I would come to an agreement on something, we got to be more aggressive. We got to do this, got to do that. You understand that when I talk to these people, they agree. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, right. And I will always do this. I ask them, okay, well, why don't you say that? Why aren't you doing something? And they always say, the media would kill me. The media would kill me. We have a low-T GOP that still thinks they even have a chance at earning media approval, and they just want to be left alone. They're genuinely worried about waking up and there's a new hit piece on them in the New York Times. I pray to God for a hit piece on me in the New York Times. I love it. It was funny. I was talking to one of the few decent congressmen there are, and he really is awesome. Dan Bishop, he's a total stud. I was talking to Dan Bishop. I actually interviewed him last night on my TV show on the first. And he said, Jesse, we need you in Congress. You be hell on wheels up there. Because I want the communists' disdain. I want to fight with the communists. I crave that. And I'll be honest, that's the mentality the GOP must have, but they do not. So when it comes to elections even, you see the GOP all the time, we've made it as easy as possible to vote. We need everybody voting. No, we don't. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Why do we need everybody voting? We need everybody voting. We need fewer people voting. We need smarter people voting. The communists want everyone voting. Why do you think the Democrats every couple of years float that they want to take the vote down to 16-year-olds? We should be jacking up the vote to 35-year-olds. We don't need more voters. We need better voters. But again, the GOP never takes the appropriate stance on an issue. They try to oppose the Democrats right up to the point they'll be savaged by the media. Well, if that's the case, then you can never come to the right place on an issue. The right place on virtually every issue is the one the media will savage you for. They will. And unless we get a GOP with a spine, nothing changes. We need an anti-communist party. We need an anti-communist GOP where you crave the fight. You love it. You wade into it. But you know what? There's more to this. Let me get to something real quick first, because there is another part of this, and I'm about to bug you with running for office, so just get ready for that. There is another part of this. Before I get to that, I just want to play this again for you really, really quickly.
And we think we have a ways to go. We have some ground to cover with interest rates before we get to that level of interest rates that we think is sufficiently restrictive. There's no sense that inflation is coming down.
Have you bought your emergency 3-month food kit yet from My Patriot Supply? They're still $250 off, man. And I don't know how long that's going to last, because guess what? Recession hits them too. While they're $250 off, get a 3-month emergency food kit for every single person who lives in your home. I don't know how bad this is going to get. I don't know how dark it's going to get. I genuinely do not. I have told you before, I think it's going to be really ugly. Maybe I'm wrong, but I would bank on me being right. Go to mypatriotsupply.com and get your 3-month food kit. This is the lowest price they've sold this thing in 3 years, almost 4 years now. Mypatriotsupply.com. All right? All right. There's another thing about the low T GOP. Why don't they stand up and fight? I'll explain. American
woman, stay away. Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment, on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. Keeps on turning.
I don't know where I'll be. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I am amazed how similar my voice is to the lead singer from Journey, Chris, when it comes to singing. Yeah, it is. You can't hear it, Chris, because you're not as in tune as I am, but you don't have to be. You're not the front man, all right? You're not the front man. I am. CNN reporter says Democrats have to run on abortion in January 6th because they can't fight on the economy. And I want to address this really quick, because it's all been about democracy, right? Democracy and abortion and democracy and abortion. They made a mistake. Democrats were always going to lose seats in the midterms, because that's always what happens. Whether you're a Republican or Democrat, when one party holds control of the presidency, House, and Senate, always they will lose seats in the midterm. That is a given. So that's bad. And add in the fact the economy is bad. That would hurt them as well. So, all right, it was already going to be bad. You were going to lose seats. And it was going to be worse, too, because the economy was bad. People vote with their wallet all the time. It was always going to be bad. They did not have to run on abortion in January 6th. They made a critical mistake, and it's one we talk about a lot on this show. It was their arrogance that did it, their pride that did it. You could have run on economic issues or crime issues, even though they suck on all these issues and they've lied about all these issues. if you had changed your tone, if you had changed your tone, I am a rude person. You know this. You know this. So oftentimes my tone needs to be policed by the people in my life. Chris will read my emails and text messages before I send them back sometimes, especially if I'm upset because I've been known to come off as being too abrasive. And he'll try to, I think maybe we should rewrite this a little bit. The wife will do this too. If I'm steamed about something and I'm sending a text message, she'll just flat out say, should I read that before you send it? And I'm always like, no. And she says, no, I really think I probably should read that before you send it. So I'm talking about myself here too. My tone can come off as harsh and rude, which is weird because I'm so nice. Anyway, tone matters. Tonight, you know I love Hamburger Helper, right? Hamburger, I live and die for Hamburger Helper. But you also know the wife was a gymnast and she's one of these health freaks. So she really tried to clamp down on the purchases of Hamburger Helper. That's fine. In her efforts to do that, she knew I was never going to give it up. She decided to start making homemade Hamburger Helper, noodles and meats and cheeses. And it's 10 times as good. It's fantastic. It's like my favorite thing in the world. And she'll make a bunch of it. And then I'll just spend all week reheating plates of it and just inhaling it. I love it so much. Of course, with garlic bread, which is the greatest side in the world. So tonight, she is making naked chicken tenders. They're not breaded. She makes grills up these naked chicken tenders for dinner. I have no issue with that, but I still have her Hamburger Helper sitting there. That's what I want to have when I get home. Now, how am I going to pull that off? She made dinner. She made the naked chicken tenders. I don't want that. I want the leftover Hamburger Helper. Well, I have two choices. I can walk in the door, and she's going to say, hey, do you want me to make you a plate of the naked chicken tender? She will, right when I walk in the door. And I can, in that moment, I can say, no, I don't want those. That sounds gross. I'm going to have Hamburger Helper. Or I can say, honey, I'll be honest, your Hamburger Helper is the best freaking thing I've ever eaten in my life. I think I'd rather have a plate of that, and I'll reheat the chicken tenders tomorrow. Now, one of those is going to result in a fight. The other one is going to result in her knees getting weak. Tone matters. Democrats don't have a right tone, and I don't know how they can fix this. They've really screwed themselves up badly by getting too deep in the bubble. You could have run as a Democrat on economic issues in this country. What you can't do is what they've chosen to do. Inflation's not even that bad. Well, Afghanistan, that was 4 or 5 days ago. Gas prices? Oh, gosh, they've come down in the past couple months. That's the wrong tone. Tone matters. You could have stood up as a Democrat and said, yes, this inflation was bad. There was a ton of money printing and spending because of COVID. And I want you to know, we know it's bad and we feel bad about this. And we are going to do everything we can to make sure you can afford to buy groceries. Would that have worked for everyone? No, they still would have lost seats. It would have worked way better than what they're doing now. Instead, you told everyone they're stupid. You've got these people going on TV calling people roaches for voting Republican.
I read a poll just yesterday that white Republican suburban women are now going to vote Republican.
Why?
It's almost like roaches voting for Raid.
That's not a good tone. I can't believe you're not voting for me, you roach! Is not a good tone. Tone matters. You could have run on economy. You could have run on crime. Crime is out of control in this city, and I know you feel unsafe. And elect me, re-elect me, and we are going to clamp down and do something about that. Now, of course, that would have been a lie, but that's the right tone. I know you don't feel safe. I know you don't. I know it's a problem. Nope. Instead, you told people, crime is down. What are you talking about? It's down. It's not even that bad. People say New York's scary. That's the wrong tone. Tone matters. Dear Jesse, I have grown so jaded, I don't trust any information. Right now, I can find articles that support any view I have on anything. The earth is flat, crime isn't that bad, prices aren't too high, I'm just buying the wrong raisin brand, Paul Pelosi was attacked by a right-wing extremist. I can find, quote, evidence for any of it. So I end up not trusting anyone or anything, and it drives me crazy. I so desperately want to make sense of the world. The only thing that makes sense to me is understanding human nature. This is the part of your show that really shines. You bring awareness to human nature in the context of history. That is about all I can trust and really appreciate. I'm very exclusive with my trust and what I listen to, so you should feel super special. Thanks again, and keep up the great work. Love the show. I know a lot of you feel this way about being frustrated with not being able to trust what you see and hear, and I want you to understand I'm right there with you. I hate saying this because I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. I'll be honest, it saddens me. What has happened to my country saddens me. What's happened to the FBI saddens me. DOJ, our entertainment, sports. Man, I miss sports. I miss watching football, man. I miss watching basketball. It saddens me what has happened. And it saddens me the level of corruption and lies. Now, this may not comfort you, but it does comfort me. I did get 40 years of living in a country where it was better than it is now. If we're going into a dark period, and we clearly are going into a dark period, I still am going to be grateful for the good times I was given. What's going to change is you and me, I'm right there with you, I'm just a normal person like you, right? I consume the same news you do and things like that. What's going to change is we're going to have to be more discerning about what we read, and we're going to have to honestly be less trusting. That doesn't mean I want you to be bitter. Don't ever allow yourself to become bitter. But you should be distrustful of virtually everything, because the level of dishonesty now out there now is just, it's overwhelming. And frankly, and this is what's been hard for me, but I'm learning to do it. You're going to have to teach that to your children. I tried to initially keep my kids out of politics. I don't want them learning politics. Man, that's not going to work in this society when politics have taken over everything. You have to teach them, no, what you saw on the news is probably a lie. You have to teach them to see all this cultural Marxist filth out there. They have to see it. They have to learn how to discern and see it. Because if you don't teach them, a communist is going to get to them. Maybe it'll be through YouTube or movies or a teacher or a friend or something. If you don't teach them, someone else will. Your enemies will, right? I think that's an old saying that I just absolutely stole from someone. But anyway, I came up with this now, Chris. That's my saying. All right. We're going to have headlines I didn't get to and a couple more emails, and then it's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Don't forget, you get your questions emailed in right now, not tomorrow, now, to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Hang on.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show, and then it's officially the weekend, baby. I consider Fridays to be the weekend because they're Ask Dr. Jesse Fridays. Chris, I want you to play again that song. Someone else wrote us a song for Deleterious Consequences, because I forgot to give his name earlier. He wanted his name read. And if you write a song for the show, you deserve to have your name read. His name is Spencer. Spencer decided to get in on the whole singer-songwriter bit. And let me just say, nailed it.
Deleterious Consequences.
What, Chris?
Tell me another radio show in the country that brings its own heat like that.
Changing people's lives.
All right. Before we get to headlines, I want to get to a couple things. First of all, your towels probably suck and you should do better. I'm not judging you. I've gone through this in my house. You know, when we first got married, I had these towels. And no, they weren't nice. But you know what they did? It was really, really incredible. It was amazing. They dried you off. It was wild. It was wild. I actually had towels that dried you off. And what do you think the wife did? As soon as we got married, moved in together, immediately goes out and buys towels that look good. All they do is smear the water around. You can't ever dry your hands. You can't dry your body. You can't dry anything. I have grown, maybe I'm getting old, I've grown to appreciate towels now more than I ever did before. MyPillow has the best towel set ever because they not only look good, they actually dry you off and they're soft. Six-piece towel set. It's normally $89.98. Right now, $39.98. They come with a 10-year warranty, and for the holiday season, they're extending the normal 60-day money-back guarantee. They're extending it until March 1st. That's confidence in your towels. That's a lot of confidence in your towels. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the promo code Jesse, all right? MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544. Go get some towels. Jesse, one thing I haven't heard anyone talk about is the household vote. In 2020, with mail-in voting, the head of the household in many cases voted for everyone in the house. I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing. Well, it's a terrible thing because women run the household now for lots of time in the country. And again, I don't care that you're offended by that. It doesn't matter to me. Men vote about 60% for Republicans. If you only had men voting in the country, your country would be blood red and so conservative you wouldn't imagine. Women vote about 60% for Democrats. If only women voted, the communists would run virtually every state. They'd run everything. It'd be horrific. It'd be absolutely horrific. A lot of reasons for that, but that's how it works in this country. Well, in 2020, if the woman wears the pants and runs the home, and she happened to be a Democrat, you're probably right about that. We should go back to just head of household voting anyway, but since we screwed up the family so daggone bad in this country, I don't know that that would be a benefit. But yeah, that was a huge deal. It was a huge deal in 2020. Of course it was. Jesse, hopefully there are more young people noticing the tyranny of the liberal dictates. Teaching the right answer for standardized tests enslaved the student to a particular train of thought. Shackles to prevent free thought. Get this. This is a very good point about education in this country. Education in this country is broken in many, many ways, but one of the main ways is we have so many teachers, not all of them, obviously. We have great teachers who listen to the show, but many, many teachers out there, they don't want kids to think, so they don't try to teach them to think at all. They teach them to regurgitate instead of critical thinking. One of the things we've tried to do with our kids, I'm certainly not acting like I'm father of the year or anything. One of the things we've tried to do is teach them to think by doing little things. If we get something delivered that has to be assembled, right? You need an office chair or something like that. We have the boys do it. We always have. Well, I don't know how. Okay. I don't know how either. There's the instruction book. Figure it out. Well, I don't have a screwdriver. Okay. Well, that sounds like a personal problem, but you better figure that out, huh? Oh, it's probably in the toolbox. Little things, getting your kids to learn how to think. You can learn how to think, but if you teach your kids that you'll always hand them everything or just regurgitate things, then you make them more susceptible to the corrupt system we have that lies out there all the time. You should be raising kids that can think for themselves. Anyway, do some headlines.
And now...
Here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Greta Thunberg throws in her lot with the anti-capitalist left. Surprise, surprise, one of these hardcore climate change nut jobs is really just anti-capitalism and wants it destroyed. Remember, always remember, there aren't separate parts to communism in America. It's all just communism with different labels. That's all. The climate change nutters, the Black Lives Matter, the Antifa, the feminists, the LGBTQ Air Force, they all just want to destroy America. They just have different labels to try to bring in different groups, more malcontents. They always need more malcontents. So they have chosen to change the branding, just like McDonald's selling quarter pounders with cheese and McNuggets. Sometimes you're not in the mood for a quarter pounder. Maybe you want some nuggies. They want to bring people in the door. That's the same thing the communists have done in America. Republican General Bolduc physically attacked by an individual outside of a debate. That is, by my count, the second Republican this election cycle alone that has been attacked by a vicious communist. Remember, Lee Zeldin got attacked on stage in New York by a vicious communist. Communists are violent people. They have been attacking and assaulting people on the right for a long time, and that will increase going forward as they get more and more vicious and as the Justice Department offers them more and more protection at a federal and local level. I am saying that to you not to scare you. I'm saying that to you so you can protect yourself, even at political rallies. You think you're going to a Tea Party rally or a Trump rally or a political rally of some time, and you'll be safe because you're surrounded by Republicans. Those vicious monsters target those things. Protect yourself. Protect yourself at all time. Anthony Blinken checks in with the Chinese foreign minister for a routine scolding. Here's a reminder that China now owns us. They own us privately. They own us publicly. They do it on purpose. They regularly embarrass us because they want to knock us off. And because we have a bunch of weenies and losers that run this country, that's a problem. Speaking of weenies and losers, I realize I didn't finish my thought earlier about the second reason the GOP is so pathetic. The second reason is we run a bunch of dorks, a bunch of career politicians. We need normal people. Ah, Jesse, you don't understand. I work construction. I played football. Yeah, that's what we need. We need you. We need normal people. We take these career nerds and we throw them into the lion's den of Washington, D.C., and then we wonder why they succumb every single time. Stop running nerds. Start running normal human beings. You're what we need. All right. You know what else we need? We need your Ask Dr. Jesse questions turned in right now. Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Ask me anything. They do not have to be political. Ask me anything. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. All right? That's all. Take it
easy. Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.